Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we'll get to the story about Disney coming up here in a couple of minutes. But first, a story that is kind of the opposite of Disney. Charlie Sheen, the actor, has a new autobiography that's coming out. The Book of Sheen, tell-all memoir that pulls no punches, takes no prisoners. He is coming here on October 27th to the Uptown Theater to talk about this. He said, the website for the Uptown Theater says, Charlie Sheen alive on stage will be an unforgettable evening, I bet, and live experience where Charlie tells his real story, the truth. No ghostwriters, no media fluff, no fabricated headlines or media twist, just Charlie. Live, honest, and totally Sheen. Tickets go on sale Friday morning.
I mean, I usually don't think like some celebrity going on tour and doing a one-man show or whatever is going to be that entertaining, especially when they're not known for being a stand-up comic or something like
or
that.
Or just like a storyteller. He's not.
He's not. At the same time, yeah, I think I would actually be fascinating.
I would go
it
to
would
this.
Be fascinating
yeah.
to sit there and listen to him just go full. What was his thing? Tiger winning all this stuff from like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Where he was just going nuts.
I mean,
Tiger blood.
Yeah.
You couldn't, if you took my brain and put it in your brain, it would explode.
The family, like, I mean, the Sheen family and dad and famous brother and all the, you know,
hookers and cocaine.
Yeah. And recovery, it points out in here. And then all the movies he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, Platoon and Wall Street and all, I mean, just all the Major League. I mean, every movie that you can think of that he's been in. I think part of me would want to go just to see if it's a train wreck. Just to see.
If it wasn't a train wreck, I don't think I would want to go.
Yeah. And I hope he takes questions from the audience.
Yeah.
I hope that he allows for the audience to just kind of ad lib with him a little bit.
What question would you ask Charlie?
Oh, my gosh. 913-586-7798.
Just
what question
in.
Would you
what
ask
question
Charlie
would
Sheen?
You ask Charlie Sheen? Like how much cocaine do you need to do?
Yeah.
Because this just came out recently.
Yeah.
How much cocaine do you need to do for the Mexican cartels to cut you off? Saying, we're cutting you off for your own good, Charlie. We're worried for El Capo to be worried about you. For El Chapo to be like, you know what, Charlie, buddy, like I'm worried you're going a little bit too far with the cocaine lately, bud. So yeah, we got to cut you off.
I would love to know how much he remembers. Like will he acknowledge that there are parts of all of this that he was too high and he doesn't remember and can't
where
like, stories where of things or were
stuff?
There nights that are famous that he doesn't? Because Matthew Perry in his autobiography was great. And I listened to the audiobook shortly after he died. And it was great. And he recalls, like, there are things I have no memory of certain periods of time filming Friends. Because he says I was too high, and I don't remember most of certain seasons of Friends filming.
You know, people say that a lot, like actors. And for instance, Stephen King wrote and directed a movie called Maximum Overdrive that he was doing so much blow during. He says he doesn't remember. At the same time, I wonder if it's for them what it is like for us, where it's like shows? We don't. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing a show. It's a little bit different than if you're consuming it. Because it's the same as if you're making hamburgers versus eating them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to remember a meal, but I'm not necessarily going to remember one of the dozens that I made that day. So,
yeah.
Like, I wonder if it's the same thing where it's like, yeah, I don't remember it because for me it was a job. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I guess we look at the movie industry and go, how can you be that blasé about it?
Yeah.
We just think it's so, how would you not remember this magical experience? And you're right. For that, them, it's work.
That's true, because you might remember the first like couple of years or something.
Right.
But then, like, especially if you're on a show like Friends, it was on for, what, 10, 11 10, years?
Yeah. I'm so fascinated that he's doing this.
This is actually a really good question. 1145 says, what moment made you say, I have to change today, not tomorrow? Because you're right. It was like with him, it was like he hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kept going.
Yeah.
Like, there was a rock bottom. We were like, oh, there he is down there. Wait, where did he go? He keeps sinking.
Yeah.
What's going on, Charlie?
Yeah. Were there any directors or anybody that pulled him aside and, like, intervened? Was there an intervention anywhere along the way? I'd love to ask him, like, comedy versus drama, because he's good at both. The time on, what was the show that he did with Dumb Brain?
Speaking of not remembering.
Thank you.
Two and a Half Men?
You know, getting fired. From Two and a Half Men and the show going on without him, but not being as good. Like, what, you know?
Yeah.
Carrying the economics of that on your back.
Yeah.
Huh.
What, from the text line, what advice would you give 2011 Charlie Sheen if you had 1 minute? I think it would take longer than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be funny?
Do you think
he can be just naturally funny?
I think he is. And it's like, he's funny because there's this air of invulnerability about him where he's funny because he just says anything. He doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily clever. It's just that you can't believe that somebody's saying the things that he says, like that, you know, it's almost like a shock jock being up there. Where it's like, I can't, it's not that I'm laughing because this was a well-crafted point. I'm laughing because I can't believe somebody's actually saying this crap about themselves.
He is 60 years old. Huh.
Yeah. I'm surprised he made it that far.
I'm looking to see when the book comes out. Because I wonder then if he'll sign copies of the book. It was published on September 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's out.
When is he coming?
October 27th. It's the last Monday in October.
Yeah.
Monday night. I'll be curious on Friday morning. I wonder how much tickets are.
Yeah.
But that seems like something we should try to get an in on.
I'll just ask the test. Would you go to this?
Mm-hmm.
Text line 913-586-7798. I would definitely go.
Me too.
And it's not that I even like Charlie Sheen or want to seem like I'm, encouraging that kind of behavior. But he's just a fascinating person.
And he's like, been around the business forever.
And the fact that he's not dead.
Yeah.
Just the absolute depravity and decadence that he 100% embraced. And the fact that he's not dead yet, despite the fact that he has a lot of battle scars, including, HIV. But it's just, it's just a fascinating human being.
Isn't that, somebody tell me on the text line, isn't that the first line of Matthew Perry's autobiography? My name is Matthew Perry and I should be dead. And the autobiography came out after he died, or it came out right before he died. I can't remember, but that was a very chilling first line because there wasn't much time between the book coming out and his actual death. The Book of Sheen, a memoir, is $22 hardcover.
Mm-hmm.
Kindle, $17. Okay. I don't know that I'm buying the book.
Somebody makes a really good point that they wouldn't go see Charlie Sheen because they said, I've got addiction issues in my family. I'm not paying to just relive someone else's rock bottom.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Mm-hmm. And somebody else said, is this like going to be like the world's biggest AA meeting?
Hmm.
It's not that, though. It wouldn't be that interesting if it hadn't been such a public meltdown.
Right.
Because that it doesn't just involve addiction issues. It also involves issues with fame, with culture.
Pressure from his family, being as good as dad.
From his family, how we appreciate celebrity in this country. And the fact that he was never more famous than when he was having his meltdown.
Right. Like, which is often the case.
When he was doing that winning stuff, mm-hmm. that was a topic on the radio show I was on in St. Louis for like a week. We couldn't get away from it.
And we still know it. That was one of the first things you mentioned when you think of Charlie Sheen. It's
winning.
And it's one of the craziest moments for him, you know? Yeah. Huh. Okay. Yeah. We're getting phone calls.
Okay. 913-586-7798. If you have something you want to say.
Feel free.
It's not like we have tickets or something, so don't think that we're doing that.
No, we don't. We're going to be.
Just in case people are confused.
I think.
Because somebody on the text line said, are you going to have tickets? No.
No, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that. We're a radio station. We don't have to whore ourselves out like that.
Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. Central Time on Friday. So right as the show begins, we're going to be trying to get tickets just like everybody else.
Okay.
Let's see. Dave's in Shawnee. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well,
good. What do you have to say about this, Dave?
Well, just as I was telling Q, a couple things. I'm a big Guns N' Roses fan, and I was telling him that when Guns was doing, they did a tour of Asia, spent some time in Japan. They were gone for 3 weeks, and Duff McKagan, the bass player, he doesn't remember anything about that tour. He doesn't ever remember setting foot in Asia at all for 3 weeks. So, and then the second thing I thought was pretty entertaining. I've seen Sheen in doing interviews with Kiefer Sutherland, and those guys were absolute terrors back in the
Brat
day.
Brat Pack.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's funny, they have a lot of connective tissue there, both the sons mm-hmm. of famous actors
famous
and
people.
It's in the family,
well,
yeah.
And studio heads would tell actors, Chris O'Donnell being one of them that was in, you know, the Westerns, studio heads would tell supporting actors, look, you cannot, you can go to dinner, but after dinner, you got to go back to the hotel room. You cannot participate in the same activities that these two guys, because you will die.
Wow.
Hey, where is Sheen going? Which
the Uptown
venue?
Theater.
Oh, that'll be a blast.
Yeah.
That'll be a blast.
It'll
Hope
be cool.
Guys, great show. Thank you.
Thanks, right. Dave.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And I think there's a bit of voyeurism to it, but like mm-hmm. he brought up, those are some of the highest selling biographies or autobiographies mm-hmm. are of rock stars. Even like he talks about Duff McKagan. Dude was the bass player for Guns N' Roses. It's one of the best selling autobiographies of the year when that came out, because it's all about the decadence and craziness. And even if you can't remember some of it, you know?
I have sitting on a shelf right now Dave Grohl's autobiography or biography. I don't know which one it is. And I need to get to it. I just haven't opened it yet.
Here's the interesting thing about the Dave Grohl biography. It's not that interesting.
It's too late for me to return it.
Let me put it this way. It's not interesting in the same way most are.
Okay.
Because I know he was in the news. He
had
a woman
child
pregnant.
And,
That biography was written before that happened.
Yes. Yeah. Because I was just curious about him, you know?
And it's a very sweet biography because he talks a lot about his family, a lot about his relationship mm-hmm. with his bandmates and things like that.
He's
never been a very decadent person though.
Yeah.
He drinks, but not like in an insane amount.
Who was the drummer that died?
Oh my God. I can't remember names lately.
I can't either. I'm quite near the young one.
Taylor Hawkins.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened before the book came out, so...
Yeah. No, that happened after the book came out.
Taylor Hawkins died after the book came out?
Yeah, it happened right after it came out.
I bought this a while ago,
2021.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good. It's just not... If you're expecting, like, a drug-fueled, roasting goats in hotel rooms type of thing, that's not David Grohl.
I'm sort of curious about him, although this has changed lately because of the child, in the same way about Bon Jovi, working in an industry that... you're vulnerable to cheating and doing all of these things. And yet, I mean, John Bon Jovi married his high school sweetheart and they're still together. Yeah. You know, I mean, look at Ozzy Osbourne. God rest in peace.
I said this when it happened, but the whole Dave Grohl thing, I feel like he deserves a little bit of grace. His best friend and his mom died like within a month of each other. I'm not saying it's an excuse for cheating. Yeah. I'm saying that, you know, he was faithful to his wife for like 20 years and then
congrats.
He went through hell, emotional hell. I'm just saying.
Then get therapy. I mean,
okay, yeah. I'm not excusing it. I'm saying just give a little, like, people act like, oh, he's a monster now. Honestly, you cheated on a woman once in 20 years. That might actually be the best the rock star ever has behaved. Like, that's actually pretty good.
But he didn't just cheat. He had, and I don't care. I don't care. But just if we're having the conversation, mm-hmm. he didn't just cheat. He had a child.
He had a baby.
With another woman. Yeah. And my understanding is that he and his wife took like a year kind of cool things off and that they're back together and they're happy.
They are.
I mean, so, you know, it shows that it can work out also.
And one of the reasons people were criticizing him is because he said, well, she's pregnant. It's my baby. I'm going to take full responsibility for the baby and raise the baby. And people were like, how can you do that to your family? It's like, what is he supposed to abandon?
Oh, which family?
Right. But how can he do that to a child that he is responsible for? Like, that's just crappy to do to that kid. And, you know, I understand it's difficult for the family. You work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right. this should be really interesting.
Yeah.
More celebrity news. We'll talk about this coming up. Disney thought now is a good time to raise prices on streaming. Jimmy Kimmel came back on ABC. Well, some ABC stations last night. And also Taylor Swift had a guy arrested in Leawood. We'll talk about all that coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This was a Disney favorite. What's not a favorite? Disney picked a really good day. I mean, literally yesterday, to announce it is raising the prices on the majority of its streaming service plans in the U.S. Interesting, because of the connection between Disney and Jimmy Kimmel, which will play one cut of here in a moment. The price increase will include most Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Select plans. Prices are expected to go up from $1 to $3 on plans like the Disney Plus Premium plan, which will raise its pricing to $18.99 a month. It'll be the third time in 3 years Disney has raised the streaming service prices in the U.S. You got a month until this kicks in.
During the pandemic, it seemed like this is when Disney Plus and all it because for a while we just had Netflix and Hulu and some other like minor ones, and then it was like Disney and Paramount, all these came out, Peacock, and I was like, yeah, they're only charging us $5 now,
right?
That's so that they can, it's a frog in boiling water. They can just raise the temperature, raise the price just a little bit incrementally at a time until you're paying $20 a month and you don't even realize it. Same thing with Netflix. When that Netflix Instant came out, it was like $8 a month. And now it's, what, 23?
I don't know. Amazon Prime has done the same thing. Yeah. Amazon Prime used to be $99 a year. And is it $139 now? I think that's what I paid last year.
Yeah.
Because I pay it every year in December.
Worse. Because with Amazon, you only pay that once a year, so you don't even notice it until the anniversary date. At least with Disney or whatever, you're noticing it every month that it's costing more.
Peacock just went up, not by a lot, but Peacock just went up because I'm paying for that at the
$139 $139 for Amazon Prime.
They haven't announced yet whether that'll go up next year, but Peacock just went up, and in January, I'm going to need Paramount Plus for The Pit. Heaven only knows what that's going to cost me.
Isn't it HBO Max?
Isn't it? It shows up on my card as Paramount Plus. Is it Oh, you're right. It is HBO Max. Are they?
Yeah. No, they're owned by Warner Brothers. Okay. I don't know. Henry has HBO Max.
Whatever it is, it went up. Because I've already thought about that it's, I'll need to pay for that in January, and that's going to cost more than last year. I'm starting to stack too many of these.
Yeah.
You know? I know you have your ways as you just smile at me.
Smiling politely.
Yes.
I'm just saying, Jamie, I have a black flag somewhere in here. If you have a mast that you'd like to string it up on, I'm available anytime.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Just for an Amazon Fire Stick, cost you $25. I can't imagine the brilliance behind let's raise prices on Disney Plus. We're not giving you more content. We're not making things better. But we feel like you should pay more.
And that's by the way, a lot of people just canceled it.
Yeah.
Because of Jimmy Kimmel.
A lot of people canceled it. Good point. Yeah.
I mean, just in the last week.
We have the clip of him talking about this.
So Jimmy Kimmel came back to TV last night, and we're not going to play anything else, but this was a good joke about Disney.
For my return to the air, and there is one, Disney has asked me to read the following statement, and I agreed to do it. Here we go. To reactivate your Disney Plus and Hulu account, open the Disney Plus app on your smart TV or TV connected device.
The part that was cut off there, it was cut off on the clip we had. He said, if you're wondering if there were any conditions to me returning on the air, that was what he had to, had to read.
That was the apology he had.
So they want you. You would almost think, and I'm sure that this increase was planned way before all this Kimmel stuff, but it almost feels like a reaction to so many people canceled their accounts that they need everybody else to pay more to make up the difference.
Oh my God. I hope it's not that calculating.
I don't think so.
I would assume this is planned out better than that in advance, but it is though. People are going to start having to make the choice between these streaming networks, streaming programs in ways that we didn't have to back in the day. You didn't be like, oh, well, I like Comedy Central, but I guess I'm going to have to get rid of it so I can watch more A&E. Like, that wasn't a thing.
It just
doesn't make any sense. It was better when we just had cable because at least you just had a big package that you subscribed to, you paid for, and that was what you had every month. And, God, cable was, what, $40 until satellite TV came out and ruined everything?
I cannot recall ever paying for basic cable myself, so I can't recall having it. Maybe in my early 20s I did.
If you had to get rid of all of your streaming platforms and everything besides one, which one would you keep?
Okay, so I get Hulu for free on a credit card, so I'm taking that out of the mix. Which one would I keep? Probably Peacock right now. Out of the ones I pay for,
yeah,
probably Peacock. Yeah, because Netflix I would get rid of. I don't really have a use for Netflix.
I can't even tell you the last show I watched that was a Netflix show.
No, me either.
Yeah.
I don't think of it. I don't, when I'm looking for something to watch, I forget that I have it. Mm-hmm. Even though there's a big button on my Roku that says Netflix, I don't even think about it.
It was one of those that it was just showing up monthly on my charges for years.
Oh, yeah.
Until I was like, other than Stranger Things, I don't have any use for this. I mm-hmm. don't know why I even have this anymore. And everything else I can just get online. It's not hard. The only one I actually have anymore is Peacock.
Yeah.
And I think that's a Katie thing. I think Katie watches stuff on Peacock. I don't know.
Watching old, like, below. Sometimes when I just need my brain to tune out, I watch old Below Deck or old Chicago PD or Top Chef is on it because Bravo is connected to NBC. And so I can watch 24 seasons or whatever up to of Top Chef. It's what I need. Like, I would love for them to get the West Wing. Like, please put the old West Wing on Peacock because that was an NBC show. It's comfort television for me, Peacock.
Okay, I have to tell you something that's going to sound weird coming from me, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe
are you
maybe
watching
I'm not
The Bachelor on Peacock?
No,
that's on ABC.
I have been watching Golden Girls.
Aww,
I've just been.
Have you?
Katie and I on Saturday, we were talking about what your favorite show was when you were little, like back in the '80s. Like in the mid 80s or so, like what was your favorite TV show when you were like 5 or 6 years old? And she was like, oh, the Golden Girls. I was like, the Golden Girls? Like, really? You were like 6 years old. You like the Golden Girls? She's like, yeah, because I would watch it every week. And then I would call my grandma after the show was over and we would talk about it.
I watched it with my grandmother. Yeah.
Right. She was like, little girls did that all over the country. They would watch the Golden Girls with their grandma or their mom. She's like, you, I guess, just didn't have a good enough relationship with your grandma that you didn't do that. I was like, I also wasn't a little girl. So we put on Golden Girls, and I got to be honest with you, I got into it.
Like, how many seasons of Golden Girls were there?
I think there's seven, six or seven. Like seasons.
We need to pull back out from seven. The Emmys, the Golden Girls, the tribute to the Golden Girls that Reba and those other two chicks did.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good show.
Yeah, there's a reason it was popular.
There's just something very comforting about it. Like the music.
It's like seeing your grandma on TV.
That music, the theme song is really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, but one of my favorite TV shows of all time is Soap, which was a sitcom from the 70s that was a satirization of soap operas.
Yeah.
And Susan Harris did Soap, and she also did Golden Girls. So I guess there's that overlapping. The thing about it that I was surprised by, I was like, this is actually genuinely funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, there's no way I'm going to like this or find this entertaining at all. And I love it.
Who of the Golden Girls is still alive? Any idea?
They're all gone.
Dead. I know Betty White.
Betty White was the last one.
The last, okay.
I know Rue McClanahan died early. I think she was the first one to die, or maybe whoever played Estelle Getty was Sophia. She might have died first, even though she wasn't the oldest. Old. She played older than she was.
She was Sicilian. That's why my grandma liked her, because my grandma was also Sicilian. So.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah,
she's so funny and raunchy. Oh, like, it's great.
See how pleasant older TV was, you know, like this is just, we just have fun just watching sitcoms.
Well, there was the most recent episode I watched, they had their house broken into and Rose bought a gun.
I remember the house being
almost
broken
almost shot Blanche and her boyfriend coming home.
But that was like as bad as it got. Like the house was broken into, you know.
And then it was played off for laughs.
Yeah,
she broke the vase. She shot the vase, and then Sophia comes out. And she's like, "Oh, good. I always hated that vase." So good.
All right. Speaking of breaking into
stuff. Taylor Swift had a guy arrested outside of Travis Kelce's house in Leawood for jumping the fence and trying to serve her papers. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
This is from the Emmys, though, right?
This is from the Emmys. This is Reba McEntire and the two singers of Little Big Town, whose names I'll never know. But it was them.
It's funny also watching the Golden Girls and be like, oh, hey, they're only like 7 years older than me. Well, on the show, they're all like in their early 50s, except for, I think.
Are you serious? They're not like retired in their 60s?
No, they all work, at least in the first season. They all have jobs. Except for Sophia.
Okay, I mean this in the kindest way possible. We don't look like them.
No, it's actually a really fascinating thing. We swear to God we'll get to the Taylor Swift story at some point. There's this really fascinating thing where older people back then look older than older people look now. And the reason why is because when we grew up, that's how older people dressed.
Right.
They had those kind of glasses and they wore those kind of dresses and they did their hair like in that way and all that stuff. So that's what we associate with being older, even though they're not that old.
Right.
And now older people don't dress like that. So to us, they don't look that old because nobody dresses like that anymore. If somebody was 52 years old, and a woman and dressed like Rose or Blanche or even Dorothy, you go, oh my God, like that person looks like they're like 60 something years old.
Yeah. We're living longer too now. So
yeah, we're healthier.
If we dress like that, we do it later than like in our 80s.
It seems like so much effort to dress like the way they did too. It seems like now we're a lot more casual.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. We good with that? We check that box? We're good with that? Okay.
We're going on Golden Girls. Yeah, that's enough Golden Girls content until next week.
I am not in any way following the drama that is going on between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. I couldn't tell you anything. I know there's a conflict. I know he was a director and co-starred with her in something. And Taylor Swift and Blake Lively are friends. In fact, I believe Taylor Swift is the godmother to at least one of Blake Lively's children with Ryan Reynolds.
Based on this story, they've had a falling out over this story.
Over this thing. With Justin Baldoni. It's not really important, except that's the reason a process server was trying to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers at the Kelsey Swift household here. And that process server was arrested. Justin Fisher, 48. This was September 15th. He was arrested at 2 o'clock in the morning after being suspected of jumping a fence into Travis Kelsey's gated estate in Leawood, Kansas. Thank you for getting the geography right. They were believed to be there at the time. Travis Kelsey and Taylor Swift were there, they think. Fisher has been charged with jumping the fence onto a private residence in a private neighborhood.
So I just want to say, I looked into this. Serving deposition papers at 2 o'clock in the morning by jumping a fence at the fiance's house isn't standard service.
It's not?
That's spectacle. That's what that is. That is... I am trying to get arrested so that this story gets out there. A process server's job is to deliver notice lawfully by knocking on the front door. And trespassing just kind of nukes the legitimacy and invites charges, which he got.
This is the person that says, "Are you Taylor Swift? Yes, you've been served."
Right.
So you have to do it during the day, or at least do it when they're not going to be asleep.
You could claim there's tricks people have done, like pretend to be delivering a pizza. And if they answer and then you say, "Hey, I'm and then you give them the paper, fine, whatever.
Jason Sudeikis' ex fiance, when they were separating, she was served on stage. She was doing like a Q&A media event.
Oh, I remember that.
And that guy got on stage and did it.
Not great. Not a great look. Yeah. It's not something you're legitimately supposed to be doing. It's also, we don't know whatever case this Justin Baldoni guy has against Blake Lively that involves Taylor Swift. It doesn't matter anymore because it makes this guy, Justin Baldoni, look like a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's sending process servers to Taylor Swift's fiance's house
at
2 o'clock in the morning to serve papers.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't look good for him.
And I also, like, last year, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' house were broken into.
Mm-hmm.
While they were out of town for a game.
A bunch of NFL players were.
Which is kind of brilliant when you think about it. Like, they're people that you know exactly when they're going out of town.
Yes.
You know exactly when they're coming back. I do wonder, like, how much that would affect you.
Because someone broke into your house?
If somebody broke into your house or somebody jumps over your fence at 2 o'clock in the morning and we just brush these things off, oh, they're celebrities, they're used to that. Mm-hmm. The hell they are. Like, nobody should be used to that kind of treatment. Nobody should be used to somebody trying to break into your house at 2 o'clock in the morning or somebody actually breaking into your house and stealing your stuff. You're telling me that it's not going to have some kind of psychological effect on you? I'm not saying it was the same thing with Andy Reid having his. The window shot out his office. And we're just like, well, they get paid millions of dollars. I don't know, guys. Like, I think after a while, stuff like that starts to bother you.
Taylor Swift has had a lot. I mean, she's a worldwide superstar. She's had a lot of stalkers. She's had a lot of trouble with that over the years. That's why her security is so tight. That's why she's always got guys with her.
She has that foldable, bulletproof shield that she takes with her everywhere now. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that was my question then. So this happened September 15th. Was that before or after the game where she entered behind a screen? Because that would explain that. Because it was the first time she had done that.
Seventh. I think it was the same day.
Okay. If that game, whatever date that game was, this was 2 in the morning on September 15th. So that would make sense then that she would enter behind the screen for security purposes.
What?
I don't know why.
Calendar in front of me. Why can't I just have?
Was it a week ago Sunday?
So it was the day after that.
So September 15th was the Monday game. So yeah, it was that night. That was the Monday night game, right? Was that the Monday?
No, they
night
didn't
game?
Play Monday night. They played Sunday
you just said
afternoon.
That.
No. They played. It was the day. This happened the day after, or it happened that night.
Which makes sense.
She and Travis would have both been at his house because he had just played Sunday afternoon against the Eagles.
But it wouldn't explain the additional security at the game.
I mean,
this would not have happened.
What explains the additional security at the game is that she has weirdos like this.
People are nuts.
Because people are insane.
Yeah.
But like, we do act like they're just supposed to take it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's just celebrities. This is just a crazy world they live in. Like, I don't know at what point you're supposed to process these things if you're a celebrity and say, it's okay because I'm rich. Like, I don't know how that doesn't have an insane effect on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And of all places, like, you would think here she would be, you know, a safe. Little more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's why
not.
So many of them moved to Montana.
Right.
And Idaho and
Texas,
Wyoming and some. Why do you think
nowhere.
They're moving to those places? Yeah. Because they feel safe there because they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Better security. Yeah. I can't believe he just jumped a fence.
That's actually, I was going to say, a little bit impressive for a 48-year-old.
It's also a very basic way to try to do this was just to go and jump a fence. Like, you're not going to get caught.
Right. And I think part of the thing was they were trying to get caught.
I mean, cameras everywhere.
Like, we're trying to be like, oh, we're trying to serve her papers, but she won't let us near her. So we had to resort to this at 2:00 in the morning. Coming up, 5% of people carry their phones where?
Ew.
Yeah. 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 Here's my question. If you're a man, where do you carry your phone? If you're a woman, where are you carrying your phone?
Not in our pockets. We don't have those.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. Talk about that next on Midday.
All right. Where are people keeping their phones? And why is it this?
I mean, it's the difference between now and 30 years ago is everyone has a phone on them pretty much all the time, but you know, where are you keeping it? In a random new poll, which was just a Reddit poll, 57% of people say they carry their phone in their right pants pocket. 19% keep it in their left pocket, which I think is interesting. I guess it's a dominant hand issue.
Uh-huh.
12% carry it in a bag, like a purse. And 7% of psychopaths keep it in their back pocket.
Okay.
So what, you can sit on your phone all the time? Or maybe wear pants that like are higher up and it's not... Because I've seen Katie do this. I'm like, how
do it too.
You sitting on your phone?
Well, if I'm sitting down, I take it out and I put it out like on the table in front of me.
And then 5% carry it in their underwear. Is
dare I ask where? Like
women,
in the band?
It's all women, apparently, in the comments said that they don't have much of a choice. So yeah, they'll carry it in the band of their underwear. Women's clothing doesn't always get the same size pockets that men's clothing does, and they don't want to carry a purse around inside the house, so they're either going to slip it into their waistband, or I guess you can consider this an undergarment, their brassiere.
That's, yes. I don't know why I'm more comfortable with that, but I am. I'm more comfortable with the idea. I do it. Yeah. Like, if I have a sports bra on, if I'm out walking the dog in the morning, and I have an earbud in, I always have one in, and I carry my phone.
You just put it right there? Yeah.
And so it's right. Like, I have the leash in one hand. I want to keep one hand free. Yeah. I'm sticking it right there.
In what ways are women's clothing failing you guys? Because this is obviously, this is less a story about cell phones and more a story about women's clothing.
The biggest thing, and women feel free to attest to this also, is that your jeans are sized in a way that makes sense.
Right.
It's based on inches
and
inseam. Yeah. Ours are not like that. Our clothes are not consistently sized in any way whatsoever.
I have no idea what Katie's talking about when she'll say like, I want to get back to a size whatever.
Right.
Or last year I started at blank and then I worked out and ate healthy and then I was at a size.
Or like, the average size for a woman is a size 12.
Size 12. Okay.
Yes.
So then anything below that is below average. Anything above that is
And
above
juniors
average.
Clothes for girls tend to be the odd numbers. Mm. So adult women, it's size 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever. For juniors, it's 1, 3, 5. And I don't know why. We can tell the difference from looking at them that they're not adult.
I would say the pockets is a big thing. And there's a bit of a conspiracy brain on this for me. And it's that you don't have pockets because the same people that sell you your pants sell you purses.
That's not necessarily the
case, though.
It's not, but we do solve it by carrying a bag.
I lost all of my faith in women's clothing, like understanding it, when I was informed that there are negative pant sizes. So
I did not know
negative?
That. And I kind of hate those people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It seems like they have a problem.
Who's so small that a zero doesn't fit?
My sister-in-law.
I already don't like her.
I remember when I worked on the railroad, there was a lot of problems with women's work safety gear not fitting them properly because they're designed for male bodies. So, like, we'd have hard hats that were way too big and would not fit their smaller heads. I'm not saying anything about intelligence. I'm just saying they had smaller heads. And the hard hats wouldn't necessarily.
Clean your phones, people. Yeah. Clean your phones.
Yeah. Don't keep them in your underwear.
Yeah. Wash them.
All right. That's all we got. Dana and Parks is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Love you guys. Bye, 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 bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.